Well, good morning, everybody. We are GFBS, we're Grand Forks' best source. Joining us on today's show, Jill Chandler from the Women's Pregnancy Center. And we'll be talking with Jill here in just a couple of minutes. Your show this morning brought to you in part by Dusso Photography. Hey, you got those Christmas cards figured out yet? We're a day away from December. Tell you what, go to DussoPhoto.com. You want those Christmas cards done? Follow the instructions. Bobby will get you all hooked up with some of the best looking Christmas cards you could imagine. You know, I think he's still doing senior portraits too if you're a procrastinator. Family portraits, corporate pics. You know, it boils down to this. If you want to look the best, Dusso Photography can do that for you. Call him, 218-230-4325, or go to DussoPhoto.com. And you know, he'll even come to your house if you want. If you want to see some of the work he does, our Dusso Photography Wall of Fame in the studios of Grand Forks Best Source. Man, he has got some great stuff. That Mark Dobmeier metal picture is awesome. Dusso Photo, check him out. By the way, if you have any questions, comments, whatever, you want to text or call us, our phone number here, 701-213-0863. That's 213-0863. Time now for Jokes My Neighbor Tells Me. And here we go. Jokes My Neighbor Tells Me. Did you hear Chuck Norris has been exposed to the coronavirus? Yeah, Chuck Norris has been exposed to the coronavirus. By the way, the virus is now in quarantine for 14 days. All right, that one wasn't so bad, was it?
I love Chuck Norris jokes.
I do, too. They're the best. Yeah. We should just do jokes about Chuck Norris instead of jokes my neighbor tells me.
I could do that all day.
Yeah, he's got there's some great ones. All right, let's get back to business. Jill Chandler, Women's Pregnancy Center, welcome to the show. We have been trying on and off. Either it didn't work for us, didn't work for you. We are finally here, and how are you?
I'm great.
Did you have a good Thanksgiving?
I did, although I'm kind of, you know, I saw my mom for the first time since like mid-August.
Oh, sure.
And so she showed up with fudge and cookies and caramels. And so now I'm kind of in the step away from the Tupperware
mode. Yeah, yeah. Does she live in town or around here?
No, she lives in Northwood. I was born and raised in Northwood.
Okay, so. Yeah. You know, this whole coronavirus thing, I haven't seen my mother since the pandemic hit. She's really, really paranoid about going out. And she told me flat out, I asked her, I said, when are you going to come and visit? She said, when are you going to start wearing a mask? And I said, well, you're not coming to visit for a while then. And we're going to leave it at that. Jill, tell us a little bit about yourself, would you?
So I'm a farmer's daughter from Northwood. That's kind of my mainstay claim to fame. I always think that raised right in a small town, class of 80.
Okay.
So that kind of dates me a little bit.
Yep. We're close.
Which is why I was hobbling one morning in the parking lot.
That's right. I thought you'd fallen on the ice.
No, just a knee that was kind of locking up.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But anyway, my husband and I have lived in Grand Forks for 24 years, and we've raised three daughters here. So two got married this year.
Oh, wow. Congratulations.
We're still standing.
Yep, so. Yep. Any grandbabies out there yet?
No, not. Come on. It was just... like in the last 3 months.
Well, okay. So okay.
We're waiting.
Yeah.
We're waiting.
Well, good.
And then I have a senior in high school.
Oh, awesome. What school?
Red River.
Okay.
Well, we want her bedroom academy right now.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah.
I avoid that at all costs. I don't visit her at school right now.
No, I probably wouldn't either. How long have you been with the Women's Pregnancy Center?
I'm in my fifth year.
Okay. Okay. You know, we really don't know much about you, except for the fact that we walk by your office every day. Tell us about the Women's Pregnancy Center. I mean, we're going to go through a lot of things here, things that I had no idea that you guys do, but just in a nutshell a little bit, and then we'll go over some more of it.
Perfect. So we've been around for 35 years, and they've always put a high premium on pregnancy counseling, adoption planning, and over the years, we've added more and more medical services.
Mm-hmm.
So we employ RNs.
Okay.
So, and we've got a medical director who's a doctor in town here, and he volunteers his time. And we've also got a doctor of radiology who reads all of our ultrasound scans, also a volunteer.
Oh, wow.
So when I say that we're a nonprofit, we're a true nonprofit.
Okay. Now, have you had this issue with the COVID thing? Now, people, maybe a woman is pregnant and she tests positive. Has that been an issue? Or I don't even know. You know, that's one of the things we hear about the people in the hospitals. We hear about people passing away. We hear about people getting over it. But you don't ever hear anything about if you're pregnant and you test positive. Has that been an issue?
I am aware of some cases that have been pretty tragic, actually.
Oh, boy. Okay.
So at our center, it has not been an issue. We've screened our clients, and everyone has been healthy. I kind of wish my nurse was here because she could talk a little bit more about that at length. But it is a serious thing.
Mm-hmm.
So,
I mean, we're all in this together, and pregnant women are right in that group too. And yeah, it's I just can't wait till this is done and over. Wow.
You know, one of the things that I thought when it first started that was really terrible was when people were having their babies and they were only allowed to have one parent in there at a time, or they would get the kid and put him in a separate room so you couldn't even see him because they wanted to make sure everybody was distanced and all that kind of stuff. That'd be really hard.
Well, imagine being the dad and not even being able to see the ultrasound
or to
be there for the birth. Mm-hmm. Or if you have your mom and your sister, you have to choose between the two. I mean, it's opened up a whole lot of painful things for people.
Yeah, or like back in my day, I believe when I was born, I don't even know if my dad, he just waited for the word that I was out and he went to the bar. And I'm pretty sure that's how it went forever. Anyway.
And then women would be in the hospital for like 5 days.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Yep. I can remember surgeries that are same day surgery that I had back in the late 70s, early 80s. And I was in there for 10 days. It's like doctor had hands like a corn cobs. You should have seen. Oh, man. Different story.
Yeah, I guess so. Okay.
Women's Pregnancy Center. Are all your services free?
They are free and confidential.
How do you get your funding? Do you guys do fundraisers, or do you apply for grants, or how do you get the funding? Because this can't be cheap for you.
I'll tell you what. We do a lot with less. And I think when you are really a nonprofit in every sense of the word, you are a good steward of your donations.
Mm-hmm.
And most of our donations come from our Christian community because they just truly, honestly care.
Sure.
So
okay, you're new at giving birth, having a child. Should they come and see you right away? Because, I mean, a lot of these, especially younger people, and we'll talk about that too, but they got no idea. They have no clue how to go through the pregnancy, how to raise the kid, all of that stuff. So do they come to you as soon as maybe they find out that they're expecting?
So most, and I can say this, more than 50% of all pregnancies are unplanned.
Mm-hmm.
So you can imagine kind of what that does in a person's life. It makes for a very bumpy road.
Sure.
So most of our clients are experiencing an unplanned pregnancy. So the beauty of that is to have somewhere to go where you can hear yourself think.
Mm-hmm.
You know, our appointments are not rushed. We're not trying to pack in as many people into the hour as possible because the number of people we see doesn't determine our funding.
Mm-hmm.
So we take the time to listen. Our nurses listen and just kind of stay in the moment with our clients so they can hear themselves process through their options. And sometimes they just need to be reminded that they're strong and capable.
Well, when you look at your pamphlet, one thing that caught me, where life's unplanned turns meets unconditional hope. That says a lot right there.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have, I would imagine, the majority of your clients, maybe I'm wrong, are probably younger. And like you mentioned, you know, 50% or more are unplanned and probably just need somebody to come and talk to.
Right.
To figure out what next. I mean, maybe you had planned on furthering your education. Maybe you had planned on joining the service or this or that. And things change 100% when a little one is coming.
Yes.
Some of the services you guys offer, and I had no idea. pregnancy, birth, pregnancy, let's see, first year, toddler, parenting, and goes to co-parenting, life skills, love lessons, special circumstances, positive partnerships, fatherhood lessons, Bible study. Where do you want to start? Because, okay, first off, let's just go through this quickly. They come in first time in pregnancy birth. What are some of the things involved there?
Well, let me just start by saying in the last calendar year, we've hosted 2,500 appointments.
Wow.
And those are pretty evenly split between our medical services and our education. So for medical, we're looking at pregnancy testing, first trimester ultrasound, and then STD testing and treatment.
Mm-hmm.
And then the education part is what you're talking about. So we offer classes. Our clients come in for an hour every week. They commit to learn and grow and to be the best parents they can be. Plus, we have resources for them. So when they come, it's called our Earn While You Learn program.
Mm-hmm.
So they'll study one of the topics. They get to pick, what do you want to study today? And then they earn points that they can turn around and spend in our baby boutique. And that has everything you need for your baby.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a practical side of it. It's not a handout, because don't we all feel better about the things we earn?
Sure. So, yeah. At least most of us should. Yeah.
So there's a material support there that goes along with them becoming the best parents they can be.
You know, so I'm just kind of curious, and I could be way off path, and I don't want to sound insulting or anything like that, but like, my wife is pregnant right now, and why would somebody come to the Women's Pregnancy Center as opposed to, say, just going to Altru? Because before I knew what you guys were, when I walked by there, I just saw it, like, kind of instantly thought, this is where people go that don't have insurance, or something along those lines. Does that make sense?
It does make sense. Well, first of all, we see everyone. So if somebody comes in and they're interested in that first trimester ultrasound, we do that service for mm-hmm. anyone. We're not income-based. We're not there's no hoops to jump through. Typically, people understand that we're there for unplanned pregnancy. But a lot of times, Altru will make referrals to us so that women can see an early snapshot of their pregnancy, especially if they're nervous from past miscarriage or,
sure.
Or they're unsure of how far along they are. So we see all kinds of women who are pregnant.
Times have changed so much. When I'm looking at your list here, and I see the smoking, drinking, drugs, shaken baby syndrome. Back when we were born, I mean, it was very common for mom to be smoking right up to going in the hospital and giving birth. But it's amazing now what the medical field has come up with and what they've all found out. And, it's a great thing that you see less and less people even smoking now. Now people before, like I said, might be smoking right up until they give birth. But now you'll actually see people give a crap. You don't see too many of them smoking with kids in their cars or even smoking in their own home. Just things, times have really changed. Okay, now we go through the pregnancy, birth. Some of the things you offer for first year. Mm-hmm. What do you offer?
Well, there's any number of classes for child development. And usually we try to encourage them to watch those videos early so that by the time their baby is 6 months, they know what they should be doing,
mm-hmm.
so they can meet those milestones.
Sure, sure.
It's not even an age thing. I had my first baby at 35.
Okay.
And I knew nothing.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, we all kind of start out the same.
Mm-hmm.
So when we can give people a leg up on some of the knowledge, then it makes for stronger families, which makes for better community.
Right. I mean, you can read all the books you want, talk to all the people you want, but until you have one and raise one, that's where you really learn, but it's nice to have that head start.
Right.
One thing I'm looking at, what is Dustin baby language?
Oh, That's a very popular class.
It is. Okay.
So a baby will make certain noises with their tongue,
mm-hmm.
and they'll shape their mouth certain ways to let you know what they want,
mm-hmm.
whether they're uncomfortable or in pain or hungry or, and I mean, it sounds crazy, but it's really good.
Yeah, and I'm kind of living through this because, well, I've got like about a 16-month-old grandchild now, but my neighbors have, I believe she's 8 or 9 months old now, maybe. Forgive me if I'm wrong, but going through and seeing every day, and you could just see the look in their face no matter what you do. You can make a face at them just the first time they see or hear you for the day. And you can just see they're like a ginormous little mini magnet, how they just soak everything in. And you can just see by the look on their face that it's like, wow, I'm learning. I don't know what, but I'm learning something here. And it's so cool. I'm looking at the list. First year and toddler, I thought was the same thing. But I guess not, because a toddler would be more or less when you're up walking and starting to get into all kinds of mischief.
Right. And really the... just your language development is so much more advanced as you know, in mm-hmm. that second year too. So,
and I suppose it's, you know, I base them on raising puppies. You know, I know what to expect the first year. I kind of know what to expect the second year. Usually by the third year, they're better, but it's a whole different deal.
You know, they become a toddler when they become little suicide machines.
Yeah.
everything they do is just like, don't.
Yeah. You know,
start wrapping every sharp corner with bubble wrap.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I have a stone fireplace in my house, and the mantle, you know, sticks out, and they're really sharp and hard. And every time there's a baby over there at our house, if they even start to roll that way or crawl that way, it's like, oh, gosh, get the helmet. Here we go. We're going to be back with Jill Chandler from the Women's Pregnancy Center here in a minute. You know, if you've been putting off that remodel or maybe something new around your house for long enough, if you're a procrastinator, you call Executive Properties to get your stuff done right. All types of commercial and residential work, everything from kitchens and bathrooms to concrete and all the stuff in between. They're going to take the time to listen to what you want done. They're going to do it your way, and then they're going to do it your way and the right way. Barry Romo, Chris, all those guys, over 30 years of experience. They've got one heck of a business, and they'll take care of you. Have some senior and referral discounts. They're willing to work with every budget out there, and they do snow removal too. We've been lucky, knock on wood, so far. But for all your general contractor needs, call them up, Executive Properties, 701-330-1273, or check out the website at executiveproperties.org. And check out the reviews too on Facebook and Google and on their webpage. They got some great pictures. They do incredible work. Your one-stop company that can do it all. I know these guys personally, and they do great work at Executive Properties. And I dropped my paper. So hold on 1 second. You hear my back snap, crackle, and pop? All right.
It's not good, John. It's not good.
Okay, moving ahead now. Some of the things that the women's pregnancy offers. We talked about first-year toddler. A lot of things a parent needs to know. And one thing, you got Monday, wake up to reality. Tuesday, caution children growing up here. Wednesday, staying connected. Thursday, check your attitude. Friday, the amazing race. Fun day. It's kind of like a calendar, but this is something that I would imagine, it's been a long time. I mean, you know, our kid's 33, 34 now, but these are things you really have to kind of have a checklist to go through every week.
So the other part about our education program is that our clients meet one-on-one with a mentor.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it's a nurse, sometimes it's a volunteer, but always it's someone who takes special interest in their family and their life and can answer questions that they don't even know they have yet.
Sure, sure.
So someone who's already been through the parenting gambit and can offer extra advice.
Now, do you have a lot of single parents come and see you? Because, you know, dysfunctional homes, whatever, it seems like the majority of us or a lot of us grew up in that type of environment. But say the dad doesn't want anything to do with the kid, or the dad really wants to be involved with raising the child, but maybe the mother doesn't want him involved. That's got to be kind of a big mess, isn't it?
It's very challenging.
Yeah.
We do have a lot of single parents in our program.
So do you ever have a dad come in with an example like that saying, you know what, I want to be a part of my child's life, but she won't let me. What can I do?
We have all kinds of stories like that. There's, I want to be careful what mm-hmm. I say, but there's a lot of men who come in with different angles to their story, and some of them are very tearful mm-hmm. because they don't feel like they have any place
yeah.
in their
any say
or in the pregnancy decision too. Mm-hmm. That can be very challenging as well. And sometimes it's the opposite. Sometimes the young woman will come in and she'll be feeling a lot of pressure from the baby's dad to end the pregnancy. Or so, I mean, there's just pressure from every direction, and no one is immune to it. It just affects everybody in so many different ways, which is why it's so important to allow people the time to just talk it through.
Exactly.
It's a huge decision, and there's none of the options are easy. So it bears the time that it takes to figure it out.
You said that Women's Pregnancy Center is faith-based.
Yes.
You guys also offer Bible study classes, is that right?
Yep.
Now, special circumstances, I'm looking at this, and there's a ton of them. I mean, healing from abuse, relationship loss, domestic violence. Have you seen an uptick in, like, the domestic violence and even alcohol and drug abuse since the pandemic hit? And do you have people coming in with their concerns about that?
I would say we do see a lot of drug challenges today with young people.
Mm-hmm.
That's probably the biggest heartbreak.
Do you get a lot of, I guess I don't even know what the legal consent would be, but I mean, let's face it, maybe a girl might come in scared to death to tell her parents.
Yes, always.
And so come and talk to you people, and they will steer you in the right direction and help you. Is that how that would work?
Yeah. So a lot of times we'll be able to role play and help them plan how they will tell their parents.
Mm-hmm.
It's always beneficial.
Yeah, yeah. You had mentioned abortion pill reversal.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk a little bit about that. I mean, I've heard of it. I don't know how it works or even what it's supposed to do. I mean, the name says it, but tell us about this.
So about 43% of all abortions now are chemical abortions, which means you are prescribed a pill to take, and then like 72 hours later, you take a second set of pills. So the first pill will stop the nourishment to the baby.
Mm-hmm.
And so the baby then dies. And then the second pill kind of brings on and induces labor. So there's a window of opportunity. Should someone decide after the first pill that this isn't what I want to do anymore, I don't know why I've chosen this.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a window of opportunity that they can come in and get progesterone treatment. And it's about a 68% rate of that they can save their baby.
Okay.
So there's been 1,000 babies saved. We've had one in North Dakota.
Wow. So people think they're making the choice they want to make, and then they decide, no, I was wrong. That could be fixed in most cases.
In like 68%. Time is of the essence. You want to, you know, seek, you know, help for that.
Mm-hmm.
And progesterone is not some new miracle drug. They've been using it since the 60s to stabilize and strengthen pregnancies. So
it seemed like in our era or our generation, it seemed like once you get out of high school, every woman was on the pill. Is it still like that, or are people practicing different ways about it now? Or is it just that, like, seems like it's the go-to?
There's many different kinds of birth control now that are very convenient. But I will say a lot of the pregnancies we see are with women who are taking birth control.
Really?
Birth control. Yeah.
I didn't know that was even possible.
It is possible.
Wow. Okay. Yeah,
don't take penicillin.
Why? I don't know.
It cancels birth control.
Oh, does it? I didn't know that.
That's news to me,
yeah,
too.
I didn't know
I think it is, anyway.
You think it is. All right, Jill. Now, what makes Women's Pregnancy Center different from, say, social services?
Well, for one thing, our funding.
Mm-hmm.
We have a small amount of money granted to us from the state just for counseling abortion alternatives. So there's, but it's minuscule compared to our budget. Our budget is truly funded by donations in our community.
And if somebody wanted to donate to the Women's Pregnancy Center, how can they do that? And are you also looking for volunteers for anything like that or not?
Well, right now it's kind of hard for volunteers just because we're really trying to keep our clients safe and healthy. And that's kind of our main prerogative right now. But we have a website, Friends of Grand Forks Women's Pregnancy Center, friendsofgfwpc.org. And there's a donate link on that website. And just stopping in, we love to give people tours of our center. We're very proud of what we do because we really do it well.
Yeah, yeah.
It's so fun, you know. I don't know who gets to come to a job that they love. Like, I pull into the parking lot, and it's amazing to know that my day will be successful if I've loved everyone who comes through the door. Mm-hmm. Who gets to do that?
Yeah, I mean, I'm guessing a lot of times people walk into that door, and their minds have just got to be all over the place. Yeah. And just to know that they have got a whole different feeling when they walk out of the office is got to be awfully fulfilling.
Well, we're there to support people in whatever way they need. So, and there isn't, you know, that support doesn't stop if they make one decision or over another. Mm-hmm. I mean, they can come back no matter what. I mean, we really are a place of non-judgment in that respect. So I think too, I mean, I don't know if you've noticed, but we're living in some crazy times.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Sometimes it's hard to like the person next to you.
Sure. Yeah.
But when you're faith-based, it gives you a different place to come from.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, loving people is a whole lot easier when you're a follower of Jesus.
Sure.
That's your mindset.
Right.
So when I come to work, that's who I am when I come, and that's what we offer. And there's, you know, a lot of our clients don't ascribe to any particular faith, and that doesn't matter. We do have a lot of clients who identify as Christian.
Mm-hmm.
So then that door is open for them to you know, delve deeper into their faith. And even with STD testing, it's kind of funny because, you know, we serve men and women.
Mm-hmm.
And even in those appointments, they take the opportunity to, like, share themselves with our nurses. It's like people are craving that one-on-one conversation.
Sure.
Where somebody just listens.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's fears, there's dreams for their future, there's confusion. It's just so key to educate and to meet more than the physical aspect of treatment.
Yeah.
It's mental.
And with these people.
Psychological.
Yeah. And with these people coming in and you guys, Women's Pregnancy Center being faith-based, it's nice to come in and be able to talk, get things off your chest without being judged.
Absolutely.
I wanted to ask you about baby boutique shopping.
Yes.
What? I mean, that my wife's been going nuts trying to buy Christmas presents for the granddaughter. And I just want to know about this baby boutique shopping.
So all of it, everything in our boutique is donated by our community. So that has been a huge blessing to our clients. And like I said, they earn points when they come in. It's usually about 20 points per visit. So that it's about a $20 value. And then everything in our boutique is priced really reasonable.
Okay.
So they can buy the diapers, the wipes, the baby wash.
So people can come and they can pick this stuff up and drop it off to the Women's Pregnancy Center?
Yeah.
Oh, see, and that's something else I didn't know about. Is there anything that we haven't talked about? Because I'm sure we could go on and on and on. I really wanted to get you guys on the show because I still think a lot of people don't realize what services you guys offer. And this is way more than I ever imagined.
And really, sometimes it goes beyond this list. Like every day, there's something that goes beyond the list. Like sometimes a parent will come in and just seek counsel on how do I do this in my community? My daughter's pregnant, you know. And so then I get to encourage the grandparents to be. Or we have some kids who come in for STD testing who really don't want to be having sex.
Mm-hmm.
They don't know how to
say no.
They don't know how to say no.
Mm-hmm. Peer pressure.
Yeah. So then we have our nurses. We have some nurses that are just so excellent in that area just to strengthen and encourage and give them the words they need to kind of, you know, draw back mm-hmm. from some of that activity.
Now, you hear about, and I can't remember the proper term, but when you go into the depression after having a child, do you work with a lot of clients like that? I mean, maybe somebody, they just come in and said, look, I've got three kids all under the age, three and under or four and under. COVID has got me locked in the house with these kids. I'm at my wit's end. What can I do? I don't want to be a statistic.
Right. So we are very strong on referrals. We make referrals to a lot of different services in town. So if we're not the expert on something, we don't pretend to be.
Mm-hmm.
That's one thing. But also that list of classes,
mm-hmm.
there's so many valuable things that we can just share with our community. So right now, how we've responded to COVID is we're doing less education in the center, and we're sending out links to these videos, and then we Zoom with our clients or just chat by phone. But we can also send those classes to anybody who has a need. So I personally have sent that class out to a friend who was considering adoption.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a whole bunch of classes that, you know, I was able to send her the links to. She's not a client, but we can still bless people with the information because we have this incredible donor base that makes it possible.
You know, if you're a young couple, Jill, and you're thinking about starting your family, should maybe they reach out to the Women's Pregnancy Center beforehand, just to get an idea? I mean, where you can look at these lists and you can find out the services that you offer. But that's, to me, sounds like it'd be a pretty good job or a pretty good idea, because you're kind of staying ahead of the game as far as what to expect, the unexpected. There's a billion things that could happen during carrying your baby, giving birth, and raising them. So is it a good idea to maybe reach out and say, you know what, we're thinking about starting our family now and we're clueless. What do we do?
Absolutely. You know, and you may not be a regular client of ours, because if you're able, if you're in a healthy marriage relationship and you're able to afford, you know, diapers and mm-hmm. wipes and all of that, you wouldn't necessarily be one of our clients. But we do have a wealth of information that we can share. And our goal is to make strong families.
Sure.
So why wouldn't we want to share that
mm-hmm.
with everyone? And plus, here's another thing about, you know, ultrasounds. We do all kinds of ultrasounds just to keep our techniques
sure.
current and, you know, our skill sets up. So there's all kinds of things we can do to help our community.
So when you do an ultrasound at the Women's Pregnancy Center, would it be like if you were at the hospital, I just want to know that the baby's healthy, but I don't want to know what the gender is yet. Do you guys do the same thing? Say, yeah, we know, looks great. We're not going to tell you then.
So most of our ultrasounds are first trimester.
Okay.
Sometimes we'll get a later one if someone doesn't know how far along they are. Mm-hmm. But you can't really tell,
can't tell that early.
The gender at that point in time. But yeah, we just had twins the other day. It was so fun. That's always exciting when you go, okay.
Yeah.
You're having twins.
Yeah. So Paul's over there with that dumbfounded look on his face because he's expecting, or his wife is now. And I am amazed with all of the things that you offer. And again, Jill, if somebody wants to get a hold of the Women's Pregnancy Center, I know you mentioned the Facebook page, but phone numbers, websites, any of that kind of stuff.
So our phone number is 701-746-8866. And you can find us on Facebook, Friends of GFWPC, and that's also our website. So
Friends of
GFWPC.org.
Been a pleasure talking with you this morning.
Same.
We've been looking forward to this.
Is that right? Friends of GFWPC, right? .org?
That's us.
Yep.
Space there. There you go.
Jill Chandler, thank you for coming in. Looking forward to having you back on the show again. Stay healthy, stay safe, and I know people don't think it's politically correct, but happy holidays to you.
I'm going to say Merry Christmas.
Say Merry Christmas.
Okay, I prefer Merry Christmas, but we're a ways from that, so I just throw the happy holiday thing in there.
You stay healthy, too.
Yeah, we're working on it. thank you again, Jill, and the best of luck to you. And that senior, won't be long, and then you're going to be empty nesting, I suppose.
I know.
You're going to like it.
I hope so.
I know I kind of do.
I won't be for a while.
No, you got a long ways to go, Paul. All right, well, there you go. Thanks again, Jill Chandler from the Women's Pregnancy Center. What a very interesting show today. I learned a lot. Special thanks going out to Integrity Fundraisers. You know, let them help you. If you're looking to raise some money, they can help any school, sports team, youth groups, nonprofits. They can help them all raise money for much-needed funds. You can purchase personalized water bottles, mugs with your name and your logo. They do this cool engraving. Also, if you're in need of business cards, brochures, or any printed materials, the design, the laser engraving, they even do shipping. In fact, over 300 clients, including us here at Grand Forks Best Source, and $3 million raised locally and over 390,000 students served. Well, I tell you what, they could probably help you too. Integrity Fundraisers in the Grand Cities Mall. Call them up, 701-402-2171. Let Integrity Fundraisers help you. Well, I tell you what, we are now on Amazon Music. You just tell your smart speaker to play GFBS Podcast. It'll do it. And we're also looking for those 5-star reviews on Google, too. And we mentioned it, we are a Pure Mist safe zone now, so you can feel safe when you come into the studios of GFBS. Hey, David Waterman with the Midwest Public Health Coalition is back on the show tomorrow. It's been a couple of weeks. This will be interesting, to mask or not to mask. Hey, remember to like, share, and tag us, everybody. We're Grand Forks Best Source, giving Grand Forks an identity again.